T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Having crucial conversations about race, culture, and religion. Here's part-time pastor, recovering lawyer, and Urban League CEO, Stephen Belton. On Now with Paul and Jordana.
Paul back with you. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Jor will be back next week. Hopefully she's stranded on a beach in Cabo San Lucas on her third margarita, I hope. I know she's concerned about her test results and no cancer showing up in the latest biopsy. So sending more thoughts, good thoughts and prayers her way that she gets a clean bill of health. We're always grateful to have Stephen Belton, Urban League president here in the Twin Cities with us every Tuesday at this time. Last week, by the way, welcome, Stephen.
Thanks, Paul. It's good to be with you again.
And it was very magnanimous of you last week to pass the baton to your amazing wife, Sharon Sales Belton, former mayor of Minneapolis. And, you know, I just had my wife on a few minutes ago, and it didn't go well. I think she's happy I'm out of the house, back in the studio, and I have no idea now what she's up to during a typical day, and I think she prefers it that way. But
that's the trick, actually, Paul, is that, you know, I wasn't on with my wife. I just passed the baton to her. So
yes.
You got to learn to pass the baton to your wife and just get out of the way. Your wife's like mine. She's a force of nature. So.
Yeah, very independent, and that's a good thing. I want to play a clip. Sharon and Jordana had an amazing conversation last week, and Jordana asked a very pointed question about whether or not she might run for mayor.
And then let's stop calling the police for every single thing that makes us uncomfortable. That's not the way to use the police. The police are here to help us to solve crime and to create a sense of community so that we can invest and grow our families, grow our businesses, and build a prosperous economy that works for everybody. That's what I want to do. That's what I hope we can accomplish. Defunding the police is not going to solve the problem. In fact, it will make the problem worse.
Would you ever think about running for mayor again?
Ask Stephen.
And so,
wow, excuse me, I need to get the grease off my face from under the bus here.
Would you support her if she did decide to run, Stephen?
Of course I would. I would support anything that Sharon decides that she wants to do. We've had this conversation a few times in the several years since she's been out of office, but my advice to her would be to consider some other. I think she did a great job as mayor. I think the city is still enjoying her legacy of investment and of building community, but I think that there are other political offices that would need, you know, they could benefit from Sharon's passion and her expertise and her experience. And so I don't know that, you know, being mayor of Minneapolis is certainly a terrific opportunity. She did I'm a fan, obviously, in Myers, which I thought she did a terrific job. But there are other opportunities. And this is, Sharon was, I think, being a little tongue-in-cheek in saying, ask Stephen, because Sharon doesn't, you know, she doesn't, her decisions about what she does with her career and whether she runs for office are not dependent on what I say. She certainly seeks my input and advice, as I do hers as well. But don't get it twisted, Paul or Jordana, if you're listening. This is not Sharon saying that she'll run if she gets my permission. That is not what she was trying to say.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, all right. Well, let's see how this evolves. And look, Stephen, I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's more timely and relevant than ever. And I want to give you one more crack at this. In light of the fact that on Facebook Saturday, Mayor Fry said that he is in favor of the creation of a Department of Public Safety that would supersede MPD. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I'm all in favor of unbundling the many things that we expect and ask of our police department that I don't believe that they are prepared to do, that we resource them to do or train them to do. And so there are a variety of things from social work to just basic information and translation and mental health that we're asking of our police department that we should not be doing. And so I think part of the intent coming out of George Floyd's killing and the whole social justice movement that's been reactivated since George Floyd was killed has been to say, let's let the police do what police do best and what we really need them to do, which is to solve crimes, to intervene in violent situations, and to keep the peace. But we do not need them to respond to every kind of emergency, to cats being caught up in trees and a variety of other things that we rely on police for. Now, having said that, I think what Mayor Fry is indicating and what I'm taking out of that is that we need a thoughtful, deliberate discussion about how to best do that. But from my perspective, the best way to do that is not to create an amendment and to defund the police first and then to let the chips fall where they may, or to assume the goodwill or competence of what has heretofore been 13 bickering city council members bickering with the mayor that they're going to be able to produce in a matter of weeks. I think they would have 30 days or so or a month to put together a new plan. I don't think that's the way to do it. I think the way to do it is to plan now and then put an amendment in place if we need one, a charter amendment, after we figure out what we're going to do and what we're going to replace the police department with. And so I'm not sure how to hear how others are hearing Mayor Fry's comments, but what I'm hearing is him saying that he's open to this idea of unbundling, not defunding, but unbundling the various functions of the police department, putting them where they make the most sense, providing the resources that are necessary. I think what's important for people to know about this amendment, there's a lot of misinformation flying out about it. But what we know for certain is that policing would become optional. A police chief would become optional. This specific police chief would have to reapply for a job, perhaps as head of the new Department of Public Safety. And so having a minimum number of police based on our population would be done away with entirely. In its place, we would have an opportunity to create a new plan. And for me, I'm given the raging crime that is underway right now, giving the sense of insecurity and instability that is going on in so many low-income neighborhoods and communities in Minneapolis. That, in my view, is irresponsible and not the way to go. I'm sure you saw the Star Tribune poll that came out over the weekend that had some really important data, one of which was the high data points was that 75% of African Americans are not in favor of decreasing the number of police in the city of Minneapolis. That's huge, and our elected officials need to be listening to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And a recent Star Tribune poll also showed quite a bit of support for the creation of this proposed Department of Public Safety. 49% of respondents said they approve of creating the department to replace MPD and focus on public health. So, again, I think people are passionate on both sides, but it sure sounds, everything you're saying, we don't need fewer police officers, but we just need professionals who can match the threat, the situation with the resources at hand, correct?
Yeah, we need to eliminate the cultural bias, the racial bias that's in the police department. We need to eliminate that entire culture of sort of cowboy cops that is out there. And so I'm totally committed to getting that done. But what we don't need is to say we're going to make policing an option, make police law enforcement an option, and then it would become secondary, become one of the departments of this overall public safety department. I think we need a public safety strategy, absolutely. But I also think we need we need to have competent, culturally competent, effective, non-racist, if I can put it in that way, policing in Minneapolis.
Last question. If your wife, Sharon Sales Belton, does not run, would you consider running for mayor?
That's an easy answer. No.
You want to think about that? Maybe reflect on that for 10 seconds.
Yeah. I don't need to even say talk to my wife about that. No, that's an easy. I know where my gifts and graces are, and being an elected official would not be one of them. And I don't think for your readers or for your listeners' purposes, you want to be anticipating Sharon throwing her hat in the ring anytime soon. It's obviously too late for this election cycle, and I'm prepared to say that's not going to happen this election cycle.
Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, always great having your perspective and your thoughts, political or otherwise, on our air. So thank you for joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.